Good morning, girls, all my members of the Happy Housewives Club. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Hot Mom is on the Air. I think that's what the new name is going to be. What do you think? I have Erin in Wisconsin with me today. Do you like that, Erin?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Hot Mom is Hot Mama Radio.
I love Hot Mama Radio. I hadn't heard that, but I think that's a great name.
Well, I'm a little bit excited today because it's, again, you know, yesterday I talked about this in the podcast. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Happy Housewives book hitting the shelves. Today my paperback comes out. So I want to encourage all moms to go and order the paperback copy for all of your strung out Sams in need. And speaking of Sams in need, what do you think about this woman with that got her throat slit on the news that got her baby back, Erin?
Oh, I know. I heard that this morning, and I just felt so I just can't even imagine what she was going through. I was just so glad that she was able to be reunited with her little one.
Well, you know, but let's think about the other woman for a second, the woman who did it. She had a miscarriage.
Right.
I don't know if you heard the whole story, but she had a miscarriage. She obviously was, you know, hormonally imbalanced, freaked
distraught,
out.
Distraught, yes.
Distraught, went and stole this baby, slit the mother's throat. I mean, what a sick and twisted story. But this goes on with what I was saying yesterday, if you listen to the podcast, about how these women who get hormonally enraged from childbirth or a miscarriage
right.
or whatever, and their body just is completely out of whack. And I wonder if chemically, if they can even rationalize. You know,
right.
like, do you think this woman, she could have been the nicest woman on earth. Maybe she was just completely irrational after the miscarriage.
Right, right. And in some sort of weird way, it made sense to her to do that, right?
So, yeah, and so
yeah.
what do you do? Do we put this woman in prison? I mean, yes, she has to be punished. But on the other hand,
right.
I think she needs, obviously, psychoanalysis and
counseling,
you know, mental
right.
therapy. Something
right,
like
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
It's a sad thing on both sides of the story.
Yeah, but on this anniversary date, I'm a little bit freaked out. I'll tell you why. You want to hear what happened?
What happened?
I'm talking to my neighbor this morning, and I'm saying to her, you know, that I really cannot tolerate people who don't go forward and try to lose weight when they need to lose weight. I mean, come on, snap into action, throw away the junk food, eat healthy foods, exercise, do what you have to do, and, you know, you can do it. And then she
right.
goes on to say that I'm big boned.
Oh, my God.
And I said,
no,
I am
you're
not
tiny,
big.
Though.
How am I big boned?
You're tiny.
I want to kick her ass in.
Oh,
I'm
no.
devastated. All right, I am a size 4. I am not big boned. And this is an excuse that people use whenever they are overweight. They say, oh, well, that
uh-huh.
girl's big boned. You know
but you're
what?
Not even overweight. You're. Oh, that's funny. I don't know where she got that.
Can you believe this?
No, I. You know, I've been called stocky before. Stocky. Because, you know, yes, because I have kind of an athletics, you know, I've got muscle in my thighs and I've got muscle in my arms, and so I've been called stocky. And I thought, now wait a minute, is that a compliment or is that a put down?
So you see, so. That's the same way I feel, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she was trying to say that I'm bigger bone than she is because she's thinner than me. But, you know, I don't like this whole big bone thing. When the weight comes off, your bones are thin. I've never seen a skeleton with big fat bones. Okay? It's just
well, but isn't it more about just being healthy and being healthy
right.
for your family and being healthy and being able to do the things that you need to do and not get tired and worn out and strung out? And isn't it more about being healthy?
Well, this is what I said to her. I said, it's more important to me at this age. You know, even if I have, you know, I have like 5 pounds more in my frame than I did 5 years ago. I think that my body has settled into being a little bit heavier. Not that I'm
right.
heavy, but I'm not a skinny thing like I used to be. I think my body's adapted to this more of a woman's frame where I have some
exactly.
chunk in the right
spots. Well,
none
spots. Of us are going to have our 16-year-old bodies again. That's just not going to
no.
happen.
No. And I'll tell you, though, those 16-year-old bodies are cute. When I was when I was at Busch Gardens and I'm watching these 16-year-old girls go by, they are just that is really the best time. You look the best at 16. Then it's all over, ladies.
Yes, but you know what? I'm so grateful I don't have girls. I have 3 boys, but I'm so grateful I don't have girls because I think my husband would flip out if my daughter was 16 and she was wearing the thongs hanging out of their pants like they do now. That drives me crazy.
Right. Well, instead, though, your son will be flipping out when he brings home his girlfriend. You know, what do you think about that?
That's exactly what I told my husband. We have bets on, we have actually written them down and stuck them in our scrapbooks of the kind of girls that we think our boys are going to date. And, yeah, we think one of our sons in particular will be bringing home the dirty girl with the thong hanging out of her pants. Yeah. He's four, and he already says, ooh, right. That girl is pretty.
All right. But you know what? What'd you say, the dirty girl? I don't like that phrase.
The dirty girl phrase?
No.
You don't think there are dirty girls out there?
I think there are, but you know what? There are dirty boys making the girls dirty. And I'm going to tell you, as a mother of a daughter, that pisses me off so much. You know why? Because I see so many fathers who are like, oh, well, my son, you know, I want him to go out there and have a good time. You know, they're thinking about their son. You know, this is somebody's daughter.
That's absolutely true.
Then your son's a dirty boy, too.
Correct. Yeah,
right.
If your son doesn't know how to treat... No, that's true. There are dirty girls, but most of the time, you're right.
Let's say girls who are misled.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Stand corrected. And I have to blame... I know I sound like such a, you know, a crazed traditionalist, but whenever I see teens gone wild, I have to say it's the parents' fault. If you are not basically up your child's ass all through their teenage years, smelling them, looking at them, knowing what's going on, bad things are going to happen.
Right, absolutely.
Moms need to be home with their kids. I don't care. My next book is even going to be more strict with this whole thing. I was beaten up by the feminists this year. Gloria Steinem has accused me of trying to set people back to the 50s. And you know what I've discovered, Erin? We should go back to the 50s.
Well, in some ways, I think you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what? When you look at those hokey shows like Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver, I think it was better. The kids were more respectful. The mothers wore dresses. I like the dress idea.
Yeah, you like the idea of women looking feminine.
You know, isn't it nicer that to be dressed up nicely instead of walking around in sweatpants like a slob every day? This whole society has gone wild. Everyone dresses like a slob. Last night was open school night, okay? So I told you I was going. I'm looking around the cafeteria, and I'm looking at some of the fathers wearing these T-shirts, like T-shirts they would wear to change, you know, to fix the oil on their car.
Right.
You know, jeans and T-shirts. And the women, you know, some of the women would dress nicely, but most of the women look like a bunch of slobs. For God's sakes, you're representing your child. You're going to meet the school teacher. You know, if you don't go in there looking halfway decent, to me, it shows the teacher, it's a representation that your family is a disheveled, disrespectful family.
Right.
And don't get me started on picture day, Erin.
Picture day.
Last year, my son's picture, Connor's class photo, is ruined by this slob kid in the center of the photograph who's wearing a football jersey and shorts. I mean, you can't dress your kid up for photo day.
Oh, well, maybe his mother had a son like mine who they have very strong opinions about what they wear, and she wasn't ready to deal with it that day. I don't know.
Too bad.
But poor kid.
Poor kid. But you know what? These are like my little pet peeves in life. You know, I think that, you know, if you're going to go out and meet your kid's teacher, for God's sakes, don't walk in with a T-shirt that says Coors Light.
Oh, now that wouldn't happen in our house. But I have to say, I pick my battles, and I could honestly, as long as they're dressed somewhat appropriately as far as the weather goes, I really could care less what they wear. So,
okay, yeah, but on picture day, you're not going to try and dress them a little bit nicer and at least not send them to school in a football jersey?
Well, that I would try, yes. But you're talking to a girl who, I was such a little tomboy, and I remember on my picture day, my mom wanted me to wear a dress. And so she sent me to school in a dress, and I stuck away in my backpack a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. And I remember what the T-shirt said. The T-shirt said, good things come in small packages. And that's what I took my picture in that day. It was my, and
so
I thought I was so clever.
You changed.
Yes, I could change. And I thought I was so clever, but then the pictures came back, of course, from picture day, and my mother was so upset at me because...
I hope you got a good beating for that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure I got a good tongue lashing, but, you know, so that's just me, but...
Oh, you're bad, Erin.
Yeah, I was a little tomboy.
Yeah, you know what? You're lucky you don't live in my neighborhood because I would be freaking out if your kids weren't dressed up on picture day.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know what? I agree with you. Pick the battles. And with my son, obviously I'm having a problem getting him to dress nicely for school. We all know this. I talk about it all the time.
Right.
But I've learned, we've actually been working it out. I have been bribing him, and it's been working.
There are some things you have to bribe your kids to do. I agree with that.
So we sat down and we came up with this system, and what happens is he wants, obviously, to get benefits for doing what he thinks is work that he doesn't want to do. So we set it up that every 7 books that he reads, he gets
right.
to go to Sports Plus, which is this, you know, sports video place that he likes to go to.
Right.
And so he's been averaging 7 books a week, my son. He's like a maniac reading
these
books every day.
That's good.
So that's good. But I also told him, okay, I'll do Sports Plus, but you have to wear what I want you to wear to school every day. And I will be considerate. I'm not going to make him go to school wearing a suit or anything, you know, nerd-like. But he, you know, he has to wear new clothes that look decent and that match. And so, and I'm letting him wear sneakers, even though I don't see why boys will not wear nice shoes to school.
Right.
You know, I want him to be like one of those little, you know, debonair kids who dresses
right.
so nicely, wearing the little, you know, Izod shirt, you know, the nice
right.
shirts and the little cute pants. It's not happening.
You want a GQ kid, and he's not going for it.
I want like a little Ralph Lauren boy from one of those
yeah.
ads.
Yeah.
It's not happening, but I do.
Yeah, I had grand plans for that too, but I gave that up. I can't deal with that. So I still have hope with my little one. He still doesn't care what I put on him, so I dress him in whatever I want him to. He looks adorable.
Well, that's cute. Enjoy it while you can. But Erin,
yeah.
So we told the girls that we were switching servers. How's
right.
that going? I got an email last night to confirm the whole thing. So
right.
we should be switched over, right?
Yeah, I know that the darlashine.com has been switched over, and we're working for unhappyhousewives.com. I don't know if people know that you have
Club.
Actually Happy Housewives Club. Yes, don't go to Happy Housewives. That's not that will be very bad.
That's a pornographic site.
Yes, don't go. Happy Housewives Club. But you have 2 URLs, and so both of those will take you to the Happy Housewives Club website. And, yeah, they're both switched over. So far we've had no issues, major issues, that we couldn't handle pretty easily. So, yeah, we're going to be starting to work on designing the new forums.
So that don't be afraid of the new forums. It may look a little bit different, but all the girls will be there. Women are getting very nervous. They're emailing me, asking me, you know, what's going to happen. It's going to be great. And you know what? The reason that we switched over is we are averaging 50,000 hits every few days. And so we have to go to a bigger, you know, server who can host all of our information. We're going to start
right.
bringing on, I'm going to start bringing on columnists and guest writers, and we're going to have moms. I want moms to become more involved.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, be able to post up picture, more photos and their craft projects and more cooking recipes. And
right, more photos, more everything, yeah.
Right. So the website.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think that my goal and your goal, Erin, is that within 1 year we're going to have the hottest, fastest growing, most successful mom site on the internet.
I agree. It would be easy to do because we're already heading in that direction. So it's growing by leaps and bounds. Did you think a year ago that you would be having all these women and sharing all this information and
well,
just having the
it.
Impact that you're having? Yeah.
I knew it. And in
you
fact,
did.
I'm going to
okay.
talk about that for a minute because I'm going to send out a newsletter about this. When I went to the publishers and I said I wanted to do the Mommy Wars, which was 2 years ago, they said, oh, no one's interested in that. And when I went to them and said I wanted to do a project on why I thought women were going crazy at home, they said, oh, no one's going to be interested in that. And then finally, I forced the issue and I said, you know, someone's got to talk about how you can be respected as a housewife and you can be home and not every woman is desperate. So after me pushing these issues, I finally got Happy Housewives on the market and the publisher was you know, thinking, oh, you know, who's really going to connect with this? The idea is way too traditional. It's way too old-fashioned. And in the first day, we sold out of our first printing. In the first day. And
right.
I knew it. I knew that there was a whole market of women out there. I knew that there were women just like me out there who were home, who were smart, who wanted more information, who wanted to talk to other women. Right.
Yeah,
you know
but
what?
Your publisher's not a stay-at-home mom, so he doesn't know, or she doesn't know, so.
Right, she doesn't know, and you know what? I did the research. There are 6 million full-time stay-at-home moms in this country, 6 million. And those are full-time stay-at-home moms who check full-time. So imagine all the women who are home running businesses, who are working part-time.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, it's a huge group, and I think that we are really, I think we're a minority who has to come together and stand up for each other.
Right, absolutely.
So we're going to do that over the next year. So girls, join on board. Tell all your girlfriends to join the Happy Housewives Club, and we're going to have fun together. But before we end this program today, Erin, I want to talk about a few things that I noticed from talking to some of the women in my life that they are not doing. And so I just want to remind every woman here that they need to get a yearly pap smear. Do you do that, Erin?
Right. I do, actually. I do. My mother does not do that, and I get so angry at her, but I do. So I'm trying to be a good example.
Why doesn't she do it?
You know, I think my mother, she likes to think she's so busy that she just can't, you know, deal with doctors and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I think she's scared of something happening, honestly. I think her biggest fear deep down is that something's going to happen to her, and she's in denial. She doesn't want to know. So.
Okay. And I want to read this. You need to get your cholesterol tested. All right, once a year. And a lot of women don't go for physicals, but your cholesterol should be under 200. And if your cholesterol is higher, it could lead to heart disease. Okay.
Right.
So first of all, without even going to the doctor, we could all take steps to making sure our cholesterol is lower by simply eating less high-fat foods.
Correct.
Eating more greens, except for bagged leaf spinach.
Yeah, I know. That totally screwed my what I eat, because I have a spinach salad almost every afternoon.
Yeah, but weren't you growing your own spinach in New York?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, I do have my own spinach, but we've had all that rain, and it's kind of squelched the growth of my spinach, so I actually had to go buy some. And it was organic, but then they told you to throw everything out, so.
Yeah, listen, if you go and buy a fresh head of organic lettuce from your local farmers, okay, or a local store, that is fine. You know, it's the lettuce coming from these huge commercial farms.
Right.
And hopefully, not that I'm glad people are dying, but I'm glad that this is coming to the attention, because I've been saying for 2 years that we cannot have sewage sludge as, you know, the way that we water our plants and our crops. So hopefully they will change the policy now.
Yeah,
that'll change.
Well, and it gives a platform for people to talk and discuss things like that, so that's a good thing.
Organic, 100% organic fruits and vegetables they do not use sewage sludge. That's one of the things that are not used. So it's impossible for that to have happened on the organic stuff. I just think that they're throwing that in there because they're so afraid, they're just covering their asses.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But they don't use, if you buy products that say 100% organic, they do not use sewage sludge on their crops.
Right.
So it's
And the other thing, if you buy locally, you can ask the farmer that's right there, you know, how did you grow this? What do you put on them? And that's I love doing that. I love talking to the farmers.
I'm going to tell you my theory what happened. There, you know, we bring in all these illegal day workers to work on these farms. Okay? The years of the family farmer, you know, are almost over. It's so sad in this country. But on these big commercial farms, they truckload in these day workers. Half of them are taking a dump, and where do you think they're crapping? Do you think there are beautiful bathrooms for them to stop in the bathroom?
They take a crap
right there on your lettuce. That's what they probably just squat and dump right there in the middle of nowhere. That's what they do.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, and so this is probably how this happened, because somebody took a dump on a head of lettuce that went through the machine and infected all the other
lettuce. Contaminated everything.
This is my theory, and it goes back to, I say, all moms, we have got to do something. I mean, we should be speaking up, and we should not have all these illegals coming in every day, because it's dangerous for our children. I really believe it's dangerous for the children. You know why? Because it's taking away jobs, good jobs for the future for these kids. And I'll tell you, we have a few blocks away. There are a couple of houses where the landscapers who own these houses, they have 80 immigrants living, 80 guys living in these houses. How is it safe for the children to walk by that house?
I don't know, but, you know, my husband's family's from Mexico, so it's probably, you know, some of our relatives are living in that house. I'm not sure.
That's not true. Wait a minute. No, there's big differences. Your husband's family is from Mexico, but did they come in as illegal day workers, or did they apply here to become citizens?
No, they did apply, and they did it the correct way. They did. You're right.
This is what I'm saying. There's big differences. If you are a husband and a wife and a family, and you apply to come to the United States, and you are going to become part of our, you know, country, and you're going to buy a house, and you're going to work, and you're going to pay taxes, that's all great. But when you have hundreds of men sneaking in at night that you know nothing about these people, and they're working, and then that is what I don't like. You don't know anything about these people. And, you know, Mexico, they're laughing because they're letting the grudges of their society, you know, come into America to work. You know, it's really, and one thing, people have got to make that clear. You know, that's great. I'm not saying anything. It has nothing to do with being Mexican. It could be that there were 100 people sneaking in every day from Canada, 100 men every night, and you don't know anything about them. And we're supposed to be at war, and we're worried about terrorists. We should know who's coming in. That's all I'm saying. You should have to apply.
No, that's correct. Yeah, it is different. It is different.
And you should have to pay taxes in America. These guys work off the books, they get cash, and they bring it all back to their country. It's not going back into America. Don't get me started on this, Erin.
Okay. All right, get back to this. Okay, everybody should get mammograms, get pap smears, get their cholesterol tested. What else?
Okay, and one thing that's very important that a lot of women aren't doing, because they're not going for the yearly physicals, is you need to get your blood pressure checked. A lot of women have high blood pressure, and they think it's a man's disease only, and it's not. And so I'm reading all of this in this More magazine, which I suggest anyone who's over 40. It's a magazine for women who are over 40, which now I'm over 40. I'm devastated. But, you know, once you become 35, once you become 40, you have to make sure that you're going for your yearly physicals, that you're getting a yearly mammogram, that you're getting your yearly pap smear, that you're getting your blood pressure checked, that you're getting your blood tested for cholesterol levels. And so we want to make sure that we stay healthy, we stay alive. And Erin, what are you doing today?
Yes. Today I'm actually going to go and get some gourds and some pumpkins and decorate the front of my house today. I'm very excited. It's cooler here. Things are, you know, starting to look very fall-like, and I think that's what we're going to do. My oldest two are in school, and I have my little one, and I think we're going to do a little field trip to the...
Today?
No. He's not. He's back at work.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, well, that's a very good thing.
It's a good thing. We all love our husbands, but we love them more when they go to the office.
Yes. I've talked to you about this a couple of times, but he totally cramped my style being home last week, and he thought he was being so helpful, and he just really cramped my style. So he's back at work.
Good. Keep him at work. Isn't it nice? You know, I love being a happy housewife. Don't you love, like, having your house to yourself? You're going to decorate today. You can make a cup of tea. You can make a pie if you want to.
Right.
You have your baby. Is this the best gig or what?
It is. And if I get my schedule down, I can have the whole house clean. Like you said, I can make myself a cup of coffee, sit down with a magazine or one of my crochet projects or something, and I can have more time to myself than I would if I went to work all day and came home and had to cook dinner and put the kids to bed and then I go to bed completely exhausted. I feel like I'm a better mother.
Right. And thank God you have the opportunity that you can be home, that you don't have to go to work. And to all
right,
the women
absolutely.
Out there, right. And if you can be home, this is the best job there is. I think it's
the best gig you can get. Yep.
This is it. If you can get it, it's the best. Erin, you have a good day. Girls, have a good day out there, and we will chat tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye.